Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted you're with us this hour. If you've missed any part of today's show, you need to go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com, where you'll find the show's podcast. And you can subscribe free to our podcast. Take us with you wherever you're going, whether it's gardening in your backyard or to the beach, or maybe you want to be in the mountains. What a glorious time of the year it is to be in the mountains. Actually, if you're a mountain person, you love all 12 months of the year. We live in the mountains. We live in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, where we broadcast from the beautiful Berkshire Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, the heart of Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts. And I'll tell you something. It's a wonderful place to visit and to use as a jumping off point, because, you know, you can pop up to Montreal in 4 hours from here. But you can also go to places that are even closer and marvelous and in the mountains. And we're going to talk with one of those places in the Adirondack Mountains right after this.
Today's show brought to you in part by Malta, the Mediterranean island group where beaches, historic forts, the Cathedral of St. John established by the Knights, fabulous shopping, gorgeous seascapes, fantastic food, and wonderful people who are proud to share their island with visitors wait for you. Learn more at visitmalta.com.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Stephanie Ratcliffe. She is the executive director of the Wild Center in the Adirondacks. Just from the name alone, you get the feeling that this is going to be a little different. It is a thrill to have you with me. I have been to your website, wildcenter.org, and I have to tell you, I took a mini vacation just plowing around, and literally plowing, because some of the pictures are in wintertime, plowing around your website, and I am thrilled that you are an Adirondack destination that is open 12 months of the year, because far too many places in mountainous places in the north across America decide that nobody's coming here in the winter. Why are we open? And, you know, if you're not open, then nobody's coming. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. I am thrilled that you're open year-round and that you are a neighbor. I'll bet you're not more than 90 minutes from where we live.
Yeah, it might be, you know, maybe more like two hours and 15 minutes, but you will have a beautiful drive every minute of the way on the way to the Wild Center. And thank you for talking with me. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, this is going to be the first of multiple visits, because I've got to come up and see your place. It looks dramatically amazing. Firstly, where exactly are you located?
We are right in the middle of the Adirondacks at Tupper Lake. You can get there from any direction when you're heading towards the Adirondacks, but for you, you'd go straight up Interstate 87. On your way to Montreal, you can take a little side trip over to see us.
Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar, we're talking about the Wild Center, and it's actually in the Adirondacks in New York State. So, you know, if we're a little glib about it, for those of you listening in Portland, Oregon, forgive me, sometimes we forget. So, yes, we're talking about the Adirondacks in New York State at Tupper Lake. Is Tupper Lake the name of the town?
It is the name of the town.
Okay. Now, how long has the center been open?
We are beginning our 10th year, and we are delighted to be able to offer something new this year on that sort of celebratory 10th year mark.
Well, you know, it looks like, when I was looking at the website, it looked like you just had your grand opening 2 weeks ago. What is it that has created this special new renewed interest and bringing your story to me for the first time?
Well, we have this new part of our campus. We have 81 beautiful acres here in the center of the Adirondacks. It's a thing called Wild Walk, and we've been working on it. We sort of dreamed it up in the early years of the museum, and we are opening it now. It's an opportunity to walk in the treetops. And
what does that mean, walk in the treetops?
Well, you start at ground level. I mean, you know, one of the things that what I think is really exciting people about this, you know, you if you've ever been in a treehouse, if you ever climbed a tree, there is something that this taps into in the sort of most wonderful way in which you get to see nature from a new perspective. So we have all kinds of wonderful programs about the Adirondack nature, nature in general, because what we deeply, deeply care about here is connecting people deeper to nature, closer to nature, no matter where you are in that journey. So this gives us an opportunity to offer something really novel, which is you start on the ground level. So, again, we are just so committed to anyone getting to the treetop. So it doesn't matter if you have strollers with you, if you have someone in your party that needs a little help with a wheelchair or anything else, we can take you to the treetops.
How?
And the cool thing about being in the treetops is that you see things the way the creatures that live there see it.
How do you get in these treetops?
You go up a series of ramps and platforms that are connected by the most beautiful piece of kind of three-dimensional sculpture that you'll ever see. Our designer, Chip Ray, which designed our original museum, came up with this very novel, interesting structure, which is really an abstracted conifer tree or an evergreen tree. It's nestled in the forest. It totally looks like it belongs there. It is a wonderful way to closely to sort of climb up these ramps that get you to the top of the treetops, and you end up in this nest, which is big as some of the largest, you know, bald eagle nests that they have found out in nature, and you look out on the unbroken Adirondack Forest.
Wow.
And that's what makes the Adirondacks really special, is that it has been protected for a very long time. There were very visionary leaders of our state over 100 years ago figuring out a way to let nature sort of come back. And, we haven't had perfect history here and all the preservation efforts, but there were visionary people that said we need to let nature reclaim this, and they have. And so when you're up in that bird's nest, seeing it the way a bird sees the unbroken forest canopy, it's a place. You know, the thing about the Adirondacks that I think just make people feel so inspired is that it is one of the few places left on the planet in which nature predominates, and anywhere that you look, it's inspiring to me every single day.
Now, I was particularly moved by the photos in wintertime at your website. And if you've just joined us, we're talking with Stephanie Ratcliffe, who is the executive director of the Wild Center in the Adirondacks, located at Tupper Lake, New York. How do you manage to clear the paths, the walkways? What is actually open and available in the winter? Do you have the same extensiveness that you would have in the other seasons of the year?
Well, we are we're open. We have snowshoes that you can put on and walk through our 81 acres by yourself, or you can be with one of our naturalists. That the cool thing about going with them that are a naturalist is you will look at tracks. You will begin to understand a whole web of life that's living right underneath your feet. And the cool thing in the Adirondacks is that can be on top of like 3 feet of snow that's sort of packed down over the season. Our snow never goes away.
We know about that.
And it's just the landscape is beautiful in a good way. We love that.
Oh,
we
absolutely
love that. You know, we've got paths that we clear and make it safe for everyone. But the beautiful thing about our winter landscape is it's just dramatically beautiful, and you can be right in it on a pair of snowshoes. Look, if you can walk, you can snowshoe.
I would love to do, I don't know how much walking, but I would like to do some walking in snowshoes. I mean, that's one of the things I've always really, truly wanted to do. And you don't find many places where, you know, you can rent bowling shoes and you can rent skis, but, you know, how often do you see a place where they can, you know, put a pair of snowshoes on your feet? That's
right.
Very cool. That's very cool. What is it about the Wild Center that you love best, Stephanie?
I love that, first of all, we're the people you're going to meet here, we are absolutely passionate about nature, and we have work hard at and we figure out every day to get you closer, no matter whether it's art is your way in, you really like to look at landscape paintings, and we'll sort of help you look at those and then help you paint your own landscape. We'll do it through art. We do it through just getting closer to nature and looking at things with a naturalist showing you all the secrets of how to see it. We do it with live animals, so we have, and you see that all year round, you can sort of see the fish that might be under all that ice. We have river otters, live river otters, which there's not one person that goes out of this place who's not completely charmed by those guys.
We have to take a quick commercial break. Check it out, wildcenter.org. Amazing. We'll be right back.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Ah, Curaçao. The Dutch island with Caribbean and South American flavors blended to tantalize taste buds of foodies, connoisseurs of fine liqueurs, seekers of secluded sandy beach coves for lovers, and lovers of water sports, history buffs seeking European immersion in world history and its UNESCO Heritage City. Shopping for the most sophisticated brand seekers and unique creative handcrafts of Curaçao's artists and artisans. With challenging Lynx golf courses, including one voted 2018's best golf course in the Caribbean by USA Today, and an island with world-class sightseeing experience in abundance. Sun and sand? Lots of it. Year-round, wrapped in warm breezes. Curaçao has everything you want on your next holiday. Visit Curaçao.com and visit Curaçao. A warm welcome awaits you. That's Curaçao.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have to tell you how excited I am, because just buckle your seatbelt and prepare to have an amazing time between now and the end of today's show. I know you thoroughly enjoyed our dropping in for some yummy food in Westchester, and our visit with the Wild Walk in Tupper Lake, New York. That's the Wild Center. I got to get my bones up there. I think I'm going to go up there next week, and you'll hear all about it on the weekend. Sounds like an amazing place. But I want to tell you about a little bit of amazing. I get myself into projects. I don't know how I get there exactly, but I don't know how to say no to a good idea. And I had the pleasure almost exactly a year ago of meeting a gentleman named Bob McNeil. And if you go to Google and you put in Bob McNeil, one L, Bob McNeil, poet. He's the only one that's going to come up in your face. You'll find his Facebook. And if you go to sabrams.com and travelers411.com, you're going to find the archived audio of today's show and podcast for a year. And the archived audio goes up simultaneously, stays forever and ever. So I want you to make sure that you tell your friends who are missing today's show what they missed and send them to listen. And you put your best listening ears on now because you're in for amazement. I invited Bob to come to Berkshire County, where we broadcast from the beautiful Berkshire Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, the heart of the heart of Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts, to do a performance at the Whitney Center for the Arts. And it's just a couple blocks away from the Crown Plaza Hotel here in Pittsfield, around the corner from the Colonial Theater, an amazing historic theater. And I asked them to stay over so that they could be on the air with us today. And when I say they, no, Bob is not twins. Bob came to visit, bringing with him his percussionist, who is also a poet, Fred Simpson, two amazing gentlemen. So I want to spend a little bit of time this segment introducing you to both of them, and then truly sit down, relax, get something summery, cold, delicious in your hand to sip on, and prepare to be amazed with a performance that we're going to try to give you a taste of what it is like to experience a performance of incredible words, something that Bob referred to as versified voyage. So this fits very nicely into travel, and I hope you will connect with where Bob McNeil and is performing, and I hope that Fred Simpson will be with him at all those performances so you can experience both of them. Amazing people. So we're just going to do 2 minutes on an introduction on who are you guys anyway. Bob, give us just a little bit on your background and your poetry and what you're about.
Absolutely. I have been writing poetry since the age of six. My father inspired me by giving me the book A Child's Garden of Verses by Robert Louis Stevenson. And I'm very happy I made the decision to become a writer. Writing is rather cathartic. I have been writing professionally for a lot of years. The first time I was published, I remember dinosaurs walking around. nothing has changed much.
They didn't have sneakers in the cave.
No, so. Not at all. No. But anyway, I have been at this for quite some time, and it's a very fulfilling form of art.
And where do you do most of your performing?
That's a rather good question. I work in libraries, sometimes in universities. I do a lot of recitations.
Is it all in the New York City area?
Primarily.
So where would somebody who either lives in the New York metro area and probably listening to us on WVNJ 1160 on your AM dial, in the tri-state, southern Connecticut, northern New Jersey, Rockland, Westchester, Long Island, five boroughs of New York City, where would they go to find out where you are performing? Because a live presence is not to be missed, people.
Greatly appreciated. If you refer to nypl.org and then also type in my name, Bob McNeil, M-C-N-E-I-L.
N-Y, give me that again.
NYPL.
What does that stand for?
New York Public Library.
Oh, all right. I'm an idiot, but
no,
thank you.
Not at all. No.
Okay, NYPL for New York Public Library.org. Precisely. And right. Then put Bob McNeil.
Absolutely.
M-C-N-E-I-L.
Precisely. Yes.
Okay.
Right.
We're going to take a quick break and come right back, and I'm going to introduce you to Fred Simpson and then be prepared to be amazed. Stay with me. This is Stephanie.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, Berkshire County, Massachusetts, it just bubbles over with the most amazing world-class everything. Art, music, dance, name it. Just name it. Opera, museums, doesn't matter what it is. It's fabulous. But then there are always phenomenal visitors. And I am very pleased with myself, frankly, for having invited two amazing visitors. If you've just joined us, I have Bob McNeil, spoken word artist and writer, in the studio with me, and Fred Simpson, poet and percussionist, who is a marvelous poet in his own right, but also accompanies Bob when he is performing, and accompanies himself when he is performing with the percussion instruments. And I watched this guy this week take a drum that otherwise is fairly small, fairly unassuming, very natural looking, and turn it into a whole percussion section, this one drum. It was, oh, honey, you just wanted to get up and dance. I'm hoping for those of you who live, visit, work in the New York City area, that you'll go to nypl.org and put in a search for Bob McNeil, M-C, capital N-E-I-L, and you'll get a list of when and where they are performing in libraries around New York City. Does that mean, Fred, because they're in libraries, that it is free to the public, these performances?
Yes, it does.
Wow. Okay. So I think, Fred, you need to pick up this mic, even though you're going to, like, we're going to talk for half a minute, and then I'm going to ask you to do some stuff with Bob here. So give me a little bit on your background, Fred.
I feel that eclectic is pretty much a good word that sums me up. I've been a New Yorker all my life, and I really have absorbed so much of the variety of culture here. I have no one favorite music. I have influences. African, Latin, jazz.
Any particular artists that have influenced you?
Well, not in terms of drumming, but John Coltrane. There's a very free spirit with a discipline with John Coltrane. There's an emotion that really is limitless. Vocalists that I love also.
Like who?
Well, there's a real stretch from somebody like Chaka Khan to somebody like Frank Sinatra.
Oh,
that gives you an idea. Yeah.
There's a range. I have to tell you, I was truly blessed to be invited by Congressman Rangel's office to These Joints Are Jumping. This has to be about 8-10 years ago. It was the year that Paul Schaefer was inducted into the Black Entertainers Hall of Fame, and we were there for that night. But the day or the week before, I was there for These Joints Are Jumping, which is an amazing experience by invitation only, to visit the various musical venues, bars, pubs, clubs in Harlem. And what a night. The following week, we were invited to the gala. It was the last event for that summer Harlem. It's called Harlem Week. It lasts like almost 2 months. And anyway, we went to the Black Entertainers Hall of Fame induction. And that's when Paul Schaefer was inducted. But while that was, and he was inducted for how much he has done. You guys know him from the David Letterman show. Mm-hmm. For African-American, and not just African-American, but Black, because many people are, they're Jamaican, they're, you know, someplace
sure.
else, they're
yeah,
not American.
Absolutely.
The leg up that he has given to musicians. And, but the most memorable thing of the evening was that Olatunji, and if you don't know who Olatunji is, people, your education is greatly lagging. So I want you to get out there and find out all about Olatunji and his drums of passion. So if you can't spell it phonetically and put and his drums of passion, mm-hmm. it'll come up. You'll
I can
find
spell it.
It
for them.
Yeah, you want to spell it for
O-L-A-T-U-N-G-I.
us?
O L A T like in Thomas, UNJI. That was a breakthrough album along the lines of Dave Brubeck introducing people to jazz. That album introduced people to African rhythms.
Well, it was
amazing. A favorite album of mine.
What was amazing was that this was the end of August, and I'm going to say it was like 8 years ago, maybe. And this elderly, frail gentleman in African garb, in a kaftan kind of a outfit that went to the floor, with assistance, made his way slowly across the stage until he arrived at a stool where he sat down. The drums were in front of him. He started to play, and he was easily in his 90s. He started to play and turned into a 17-year-old kid right in that moment. I mean, the energy and the passion and the sound, and he died about 2 months later. So we really were blessed to see him at, I think, was his last public appearance. And if it wasn't his last, it was close to his last.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm sure that somewhere in there, Alatunji snuck into the influences on you, I'm going to guess.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So what I want to do now is, I want to remind you that there are places across America, I'm going to say like New York City and like Berkshire County, except there's no place like New York City or like Berkshire County. They truly are unique. But there are places where you will find wonderful things going on, but you got to seek them out and look for them. And I want you to look for Bob McNeil, spoken word artist, and Fred Simpson, poet and percussionist, performing. And I'm going to treat you to some goodies right now. So the first thing I want you to do for us, please, at my request, is a poem called Verb. And Verb, it's Verbo?
In Spanish. Right.
And it was written by?
Pablo Neruda.
And Pablo Neruda was the inspiration for the film Il Positano?
Yes, precisely.
About the postman on his bicycle in Italy?
Exactly.
It was a great film. If you haven't seen it, people, you have to see it. And
yes,
it's a nice introduction to Italy, by the way. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking about going to Italy, it'll give you some feeling for out in the villages in the countryside. So here we go. Bob McNeil and Fred Simpson and their rendition of Verbo, Verb.
I'm going to wrinkle this word. I'm going to twist it. Yes, it is much too flat. It is as if a great dog or great river had passed its tongue or water over it during many years. I want that in the word. The roughness is seen, the iron salt, the defang strength of the land, the blood of those who have spoken, and those who have not spoken. I want to see the thirst inside the syllables. I want to touch the fire in the sound. I want to feel the darkness of the cry. I want words as rough as virgin rocks.
Oh, yummy. You know, Fred, fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous. There was a part right near the end of that, Fred, that felt very, I don't know, Central Africa. And if I wish I could think of what tribe that might be, but it sounded deep into Africa, that piece in there.
Yeah, strong influence.
Okay.
African rhythms.
Now, we've got 3 minutes. Can we do Sword of Words
Absolutely.
In 3 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
That's one I wrote.
Okay.
Okay,
that's 3 minutes in this segment. Don't leave me. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, this is Sword of Words, written by Bob McNeil, performed by Bob McNeil, with the accompaniment of Fred Simpson.
We create. We shape. We mold. A cosmos of star-lustered concepts with words. God-hallowed words. Sage-made words. Adam-ancient words. sermon mounting words. We write, we inspect, we dissect, exposing our love housing hearts, exposing our world impaired spirits. We infuse each page with words.
Yeah. That sounds good to me. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. Don't leave.
Ah, Curaçao. The Dutch island with Caribbean and South American flavors blended to tantalize taste buds of foodies, connoisseurs of fine liqueurs, seekers of secluded sandy beach coves for lovers, and lovers of water sports, history buffs seeking European immersion in world history and its UNESCO Heritage City. Shopping for the most sophisticated brand seekers and unique creative handcrafts of Curaçao's artists and artisans. With challenging Lynx golf courses, including one voted 2018's best golf course in the Caribbean by USA Today, and an island with world-class sightseeing experience in abundance. Sun and sand? Lots of it. Year-round, wrapped in warm breezes. Curaçao has everything you want on your next holiday. Visit Curaçao.com and visit Curaçao. A warm welcome awaits you. That's Curaçao.com.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades, Serendipity 3 is open 7 days a week at 11:30 a.m., open until midnight Sunday through Thursday, and till 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
In the background, you hear Fred Simpson, poet and percussionist, who is performing all over New York City with Bob McNeil. And I want you to go to sabrams.com and travelers411.com, where we'll have links for you to click on nypl.org to find out where they're performing, because you got to really get these guys as part of your visit and your travels. And maybe somebody out there is listening and wants them to come and perform for you wherever you are in the country. So you're going to want to get in touch with them. These guys are amazing. Fred is going to perform for us a piece that he has written. And so the poem and the percussion is coming at you, titled Don't Touch My Drum.
Don't touch my drum, my sweat and blood are on that rim and into that skin. Don't touch my drum, 'cause only I can make it sing as it should. It's a personal thing. Nothing comes between me and it. Yes, my love, not anything. So don't touch my drum. My sweat and blood are on that rim and into that skin. Don't touch my drum, 'cause only I can make it sing as it should. I choose the beat, set the pace, give the call, play the breaks, and solo, solo on. Thank you. So don't touch my drum. My sweat and blood are on that rim and into that skin. Don't touch my drum, cause only I can make it sing as it should.
Oh, God, that was gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Bravo, bravo. You got to love it. Bravo.
Thank you very much.
That is great. And you know, people normally hear a sound that sounds like that. You're watching some guy who's got 15 different sized drums all around it. This is all coming off of one small drum. You're a genius, Fred.
Thank you.
I'm wildly in love with you.
Thank you.
All right. Now we're going to jump in. You got to go check out where these guys are performing. And if they're not performing near you and you're not going to be in New York City, then here's what you need to do. You got to go to somebody in your community and figure out what do you have to do to bring them to you to perform for your community, because they are amazing. And if you want to bring traffic in the form of tourism to where you are, bring these guys like the Pied Piper. People will follow. Okay, now what we're going to do is I'm going to say now, gotta fly now, because we're going to take us right out with Bob McNeil doing his rendition of Get Drunk, a poem by
Charles Baudelaire,
a Frenchman, but in English. So here we go, and come back next week.
Always be drunk. That's it. The great imperative, in order not to feel time's horrid fuddle, bruise your shoulders, grinding you into the earth. Get drunk and stay that way. On what? On wine, poetry, virtue, whatever. But get drunk. And if you sometimes happen to wake up on the porches of a palace, in the green grass of a ditch, in the dismal loneliness of your own room, your drunkenness gone or disappearing. Ask the wind, the wave, the star, the bird, the clock. Ask everything that flees, everything that groans or rolls or sings, everything that speaks. Ask what time it is, and the wind, the wave, the star, the bird, the clock will answer you. Time to get drunk. Don't be martyred slaves of time. Get drunk. Stay drunk on wine, virtue, poetry, whatever.
Whatever indeed. We've run out of time. Come back next week. Gotta fly now.
Starry-eyed, once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.